A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had entered the temple precincts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and elders of the people came up to him and said, "On what authority are you doing these things? Who has given you this power?" Jesus answered, "I too will ask a question. If you answer it for me, then I will tell you on what authority I do these things I do. What was the origin of John's baptism? Was it divine or merely human?" They thought to themselves, "If we say divine, he will ask us, then why did you not put faith in it? While if we say merely human, we shall have reason to fear the people who all regard John as a prophet." So their answer to Jesus was, "We do not know." He said in turn, "Then neither will I tell you on what authority I do the things I do." The Gospel of the Lord. What an amazing, joyful truth. God is with us. When I hear the word Emmanuel, I am filled with joy and tears. Joy for the gift God our Father has given us. Tears for the unbelievable that we did nothing to earn this gift of love. And tears that so many don't recognize this gift. In today's gospel, the chief priests and scribes were blind. They did not recognize the gift of Emmanuel. They wanted concrete proof. "Who gave you this authority?" And Jesus countered them. He challenged them with his own question, a question they were afraid to answer because they knew they would be in trouble whichever way they answered it. They were afraid to acknowledge the possibility of the divine. Could John the Baptist have been for real? Could he have been sent by God? Because if he was, then, Jesus could be for real. His authority could be higher than theirs. Pope Francis shared in his writing from his record on heaven and earth, "Humility is what gives assurance that God is there. When someone is self-sufficient, when he has all the answers to every question, it is proof that God is not with him." Even the greatest theologian, St. Thomas Aquinas, did not have all the answers. And in his humility, God was with him. God granted him a beatific vision, and after that vision, St. Thomas called all his work, "This is all straw." He knew that the glory of God could not be contained in human language or explained fully for our human understanding. Unfortunately, in our scientific technological world, many are becoming blind and losing the humility to say, "I don't have all the answers." Our world wants to have concrete answers, like the scribes. Like the scribes, they are afraid to acknowledge the possibility of the divine. Faith calls us to put our trust in the Lord, to know that if we love and put him first, somehow all will be well. Recently, I had the blessing of seeing an example of faith taking place in our own present-day world. My daughter has a colleague in respite work who is a single mom trying to make ends meet with two low-paying jobs. She got behind on fees to her storage locker, and they were going to auction her possessions off. When we went to give her some money to pay for at least part of the fee, she remarked that she was trying hard to pray to the Lord to let her accept whatever happened. If it was his will that a miracle would occur and she raised enough money to pay the fee, or to accept that she might have to lose her possessions. Her one regret was that her artificial Christmas tree was in the storage locker. What a humble faith. She didn't need to know all the answers. Where would the money come from? How soon would it get there? Was it coming at all? She just prayed for the strength to accept whatever was to happen. As it was, the miracle did happen. She was able to get enough with the help of friends that they let her remove her things from storage. My eldest daughter had purchased a new tree this year and donated her old one to her. Good thing, too, for the tree she had in storage basically had disintegrated with the heat. Humility is what gives assurance that the Lord is there. In her humble prayer, trusting in the Lord, she showed others that the Lord is there. This wasn't a story of life or death. She would have survived without her possessions. But they were important to her. There are many life and death questions that our world is facing every day. Questions on abortion, on euthanasia, immigration, terrorism, war, ethnic killings, racism, to name just a few. In humility, we must realize we don't have all the answers. Emmanuel, our God, is with us. Our faith in him must be the impetus to lead us to find solutions. We must use the gospel truth to measure our solutions. How can we find answers unless our God is at the center? The scribes and Pharisees were afraid. They were afraid of the divine, and so is our world. Because the divine is not easily understood, there is no concrete answer of how God works. As we approach Christmas, the world around us is stressing out on how many gifts to buy, on getting the best deal for their Christmas presents, on seeing that their house has the most decorated lighting. We must remind them that the divine came to us in a manger with only the light of a star, that Mary, in her humility, didn't ask that all her questions be answered, that she put her faith in God and said, "Let it be done unto me, according to your will." Joseph didn't have all the answers, but with faith he took Mary for his wife. Somehow we need to speak up and remind the world of the beautiful gift of Emmanuel. Remind them that love is at the center of Christmas, and that unlike the scribes and Pharisees, we don't need to have all the answers. We can just let the divine into our world in the form of a little child.